There's nothing better than belonging to a great group of friends, and nothing worse than feeling like an outcast. Friends are important, but should never become your center. Occasionally they're fickle. Now and then they're fake. Sometimes they talk behind your back or develop new friendships and forget yours. They have mood swings. They move. In addition, if you base your identity on being accepted, being popular, or having the most friends on Facebook, you may find yourself compromising your standards or changing them every weekend to accommodate your friends. Believe it or not, the day will come when friends will not be the biggest thing in your life. In high school, I had an amazing group of friends. We did everything together. Swam in irrigation canals, gorged at all-you-can-eat buffets, snowmobiled all through the night, dated one another's girlfriends, you name it. I loved these guys. I figured we'd be close forever. Since high school graduation, though, I've been shocked by how seldom we see one another. Now, years later, we live far apart, and new relationships, jobs, and family take up our time. As a teen, I never could have fathomed this. Make as many friends as you can, but don't build your life on them. It's an unstable foundation. Among teens, centering one's life on school is more common than you might think. Lisa from Canada regrets being school-centered for so long. I have been so ambitious and school-centered that I haven't enjoyed my youth. It's not only been unhealthy for myself, but it's been selfish, because all I cared about was me and my achievements. As a seventh grader, I was already working as hard as a college student. I wanted to be a brain surgeon, just because it was the hardest thing I could think of. I would get up at 6 every morning all through school and not go to bed before 2 a.m. in order to achieve. I felt teachers and peers expected it of me. They would always be surprised if I didn't get perfect grades. My parents tried to loosen me up, but my own expectations were as great as that of teachers and peers. I realize now that I could have accomplished what I wanted without trying so hard, and I could have had a good time doing it. Our education is vital to our future and should be a top priority. But we must be careful not to let ACT or SAT scores, GPAs, and AP classes take over our lives. You can do extremely well in school and still maintain a healthy balance in life. Thank goodness our worth isn't measured by our GPA.